I've been watching for days. A family of sparrows occupies the tree and the feeder hanging on one of its branches just outside my window, and every day the mother works constantly, foraging seed and food to feed the four demanding fledglings that crowd around her. They quiver their wings to get her attention, and open big hungry mouths when she looks their way. The biggest baby pecks relentlessly at her whenever she turns around to feed a sibling, and maybe even take a bite for herself, and he is rewarded with more than his fair share. All of the fledglings are fluffy and clumsy, and their hunger is constant and unabating. The drama on the other side of the window keeps distracting me. I find myself sitting, chin in hand, gazing out at the birds and thinking about summers when my own four children were small. I feel some kinship to the bird. Our days were filled with constant activity. The children woke up hungry, clamoring for breakfast, and I scurried around the kitchen pouring milk or juice, making pancakes or scrambled eggs and toast, and all day long the house was never quiet and still for more than a few minutes. At night, after I'd finally fed them all one last time, after I'd bathed them and put them all to bed with stories and drinks of water and kisses, I would drop into a chair or on the sofa too tired to do much else. It was hard to imagine that the day would come when they would fend for themselves. I couldn't visualize a time when I would not feel their every need. Now, my work forgotten, the page on my screen still blank, I try to imagine what the mother sparrow does at the end of the day when the sun finally sinks below the horizon and night falls at last. I suppose she leads them all up to a high branch, some slight shelter from wind and rain and predators, and only as they finally, finally close those hungry mouths does she tuck her head under her wing and sleep, recharging for tomorrow's feeding marathon. Watching the birds, thinking about my own life as a mother, it occurs to me that these days I am the one who clamors. I hop around my fledglings, these grown children of mine, my wings quivering, asking if I can feed them just one more bite. Who wants soup? Would they like a sandwich? Are they in the mood for cake and tea? Can they stay the night? They have flown, with my blessing, from my nest, and yet I can't stop myself from trying to lure them back, offering treats and a comfortable place to roost for a few days. In the years since they were babies, our roles have reversed. Now I am the one who pulls at them, pecking, quivering, begging for just one more crumb.